Welcome to the St Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcasts. Thank you for listening. It's Graham here. Well, it's the last day of Lent, and the bad news is this is the last of our Lent reflections for 2020. Let me thank everybody who has taken the time and the effort and the sweat and the tears to bring us one or more of these reflections. I'm sure that they have blessed you who have listened as much as I found them a blessing myself. And let me thank all those who have listened near and far from within the church and beyond. And again, we hope that you have been encouraged and blessed as you have tuned in each day. That's the bad news. The good news is because of this isolation time, because of the coronavirus, we've decided as a church that we will continue these podcasts into the next few weeks at least. We will take next week off just to allow everybody to recover and relax. But from a week in Monday, we're hoping that we will once again begin the reflections Monday through to Saturday each day. So please keep tuning in. And keep our eye out on our Facebook page and Twitter and so forth to be reminded of when these things are taking place. But it is the last day of Lent, Easter Saturday, the day after that Good Friday, the one we call Good Friday, despite the pain and suffering that it stands for and is all about. And today, there is no scripture reading because, interestingly enough, scripture is silent about this day. The story pauses as Jesus is put into the tomb and resumes again come Easter Sunday morning. For this day was, and still is, of course, the Sabbath, a day of rest and a day of silence. As the author of creation was butchered on a cross by a world that did not want to be inconvenienced by his truth, by his shining of a light into the darkest places of our lives, by his call to love, by his challenge to reassess who or what we worship and serve and give our lives to, by his call to return to the real God and not the one of our own making. Yes, as the author of creation lies dead in a grave, creation itself sits in silence, as if to mourn. And so scripture is silent, because sometimes silence is all that is left to be said. For those who celebrated the Sabbath, the comfort of the rhythm of life brought a strange normality into a world where nothing now seemed normal anymore. In the midst of the pain of any bereavement, the ruthless rhythm of life can be both painful and soothing. Painful because life goes steadily on regardless, and soothing because, well, life goes steadily on regardless. For some, it was a day of pain. Their hearts torn in two, their very souls shattered, their minds tormented by the things they had been forced to watch just yesterday, repulsed by what they had witnessed, traumatized by the brutality they had seen, longing to look away and yet frozen to the spot, waiting and watching what would happen next. And what made it so, so worse was that this wasn't just any crucifixion. Horrifying as that was. This wasn't some random stranger's death that would not affect their own lives. Some faceless criminal that they could walk away from and somehow tell themselves that this was just justice and maybe he deserved it after all. No, this was their friend. The one they had come to love, had come to believe in, had come to trust. He was closer than a brother. And oh, to see what they did to him, the pain they inflicted, the torture he had to endure, the hatred and sick pleasure they had spewed in his face. These memories would never be washed away. And the anger, the rage, the fury. Why had they done this? What had Jesus ever done wrong to them? Who had he ever hurt in his life? And Judas, what was he thinking? Are Jewish leaders doing this to one of their own, puffed up with their own self-righteous importance? And Pilate, that weak joke of a ruler who didn't have the backbone to stand up for what he knew was right. Such was his lust for acceptance and praise. Oh, what some will do just to be loved. And those evil Roman soldiers, marching over other people's lands, unclean, uncouth, uncaring, inhuman. And God, God, where was he? Jesus loved him to the end. He loved him with all his heart. He sought him and obeyed him and worshipped him and proclaimed him. Yet when he needed him, did you hear that cry of anguish? My God, why have you forsaken me? Where was God? How could he watch on and do nothing for the one who called himself his son? Yes, this was a day of silence. It was also a day of rage, a day of anguish, a day of pain, a day of doubt and confusion, a day to get through as soon as possible. And even today, as the church, we can sometimes be so keen to get through this day, to get over the harrowing bits and the bloody bits, and to get to the good news, the celebration, the victory call, to crack open the Easter eggs and eat our chocolate, not to focus on the dead, broken Jesus, but to proclaim the risen, exalted one. But we're told, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Stop. Rest. Hold this moment. Feel the pain and the doubts and the cries of anguish. And even today, hear the pain of our broken worlds. Hear the cries of the poor and the hungry, of the abused and the enslaved, of the battered and the wounded, of the addicted and the homeless. Hear the cries of grief for all those who have lost loved ones, not least through this wicked virus. The heartbreak of parents who have lost children, children who have lost parents, loved ones who have lost partners. Hear the desperation of those clinging on to life, the fear of those who don't want to die, the loneliness of the isolated. Hear the cries in our society who claim, like those Roman soldiers and Jewish leaders, that Jesus is now dead, his kingdom is an illusion, his promises a false hope. And yes, let's hear our own hearts. Let's own our own pain. Let's acknowledge our own fears and doubts and questions, not just about what's going on nowadays, but for all the things that have happened to us in life. Let's offer up our own grief and sadness of lost loved ones and broken hopes and dreams of the past. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, we know Good Friday is a gift from God. And yes, we know Easter Sunday is a gift from God. But yes, today, this day of silence, this day of emptiness, this day of confusion, this day of feeling abandoned by God, it too is also a gift from God. So let's not rush to start the party of Easter morning in the midst of a world in so much pain and fear and confusion. But let's pause to embrace that pain. And maybe in doing so, we'll have a more compassionate and caring and, yes, relevant message to bring on Easter morning. Let's pray together. Father, we can barely imagine the thoughts and feelings of the disciples on that first Easter Saturday, that first Sabbath after they had seen their Lord and Master, the one they had followed and come to love, be butchered and massacred on a cross. Their dreams and hopes shattered at their feet. The confusion, meaning they didn't know which way to turn. And Lord, as we pause on this Saturday, suspended between the harrowing events of the Friday and the celebration that we know as Christians is going to come on the Sunday, Lord, as we are suspended in that place of pain and confusion and doubts and questions, we acknowledge and recognize, Lord, that that is where we still are called so often to live. And that is where so many round about us constantly live. And so, Father, help us not to skip over today. Help us not just want to grasp the good news of celebration, the joy, the victory, all the positives, but help us, Lord, to acknowledge the pain and the sorrow, the hurt and the brokenness, the harsh realities of life that even exists round about us today. And to remind ourselves, it's for this hurting, broken world, and yes, for our own hurting, broken lives, that you came to die and wrestle with for Satan, Lord, to bring life and healing and resurrection and power. So today, Lord, we offer you all our doubts, all our pain, all our sorrow, all our sinfulness, our own and those of society. Help us today, Lord, to feel your heart for this world you love so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.